You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, powerful manifester, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host, grateful host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today, I am coming to you from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? It is no accident that you have tuned in today. I want you to open up your mind. Open up your heart, open up your spirit to receive nourishment and to receive exactly what you've been looking for. You know, I've heard people say whatever you're searching for is searching for you. And I believe that's why it's no accident that you have tuned in today, whether you are listening in Europe as you're on the bullet train going to work, or whether you are exercising or just chilling, it is the right time. Well, how are you doing today? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. No matter what day it is, you know, the Bible says, this is the day that God has made. We're going to rejoice. We're going to get grateful. We're going to get thankful. We're going to go on an appreciation rampage. Whatever works for you, that is what we are going to do. Well, I am doing good. I've had a very interesting week, a great week. God has blessed me immensely. A lot of good things are happening, but I want to know what is going on in your life. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Don't be shy and just say, wow, I manifested $50, or I manifested a free dinner, or whatever it is. Just see it as just really radical gratitude and appreciation. You know, just thinking about that, I am going to go to Starbucks today, and I'm going to pay for the car behind me. Whatever they get, I'm just going to do that just by showing kindness. And I think I said last week, when you give to yourself, when you give to others, I said that when Dr. Dennis Kimbrough interviewed me. Have you listened to my interview with Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, where he interviewed me for my 16th anniversary? You better go and listen to it. I tell all of my business, y'all. And so whenever you give, you're really giving to yourself. It's a two-sided coin. All right, so that's what I'm going to do today. That just hit me. What I am teaching today, man, you better get ready. You better get your pen out, your pad out. You know, I like to write my stuff down when I'm listening to a video. And you guys know that when I listen, I will listen. Then I'll go back and listen and or watch again. And then I'm going to write down my notes. If I hear something that jumps out at me, I'm like, oh, that's the spirit speaking to me. Sometimes I even get on my computer. I will listen. I'll stop it. I type it up. Then I hit play again. I'll stop it. Then I type whatever hits me, and then I will go back and study my notes. As a matter of fact, that's what I do every morning. I go back and study and meditate on my notes. So today I'm going to be teaching about the law of assumption and the law of attraction. And so maybe you're saying, Constance, I've already heard enough. No, what we're doing is just getting really clear about how we can begin to line up. You remember when you were in elementary school and your teacher would say, line up, especially if you were in the first or second grade. You would get in the line, and back in my day, we would get in line and go to recess and go drink some water, but we're just lining up. We're just aligning. Everything is already created. So we're not really trying to create anything. We're just aligning with all things that are ours. All right. So what I want to say to you, guess what? I would love to meet you in person. Just imagine, just think about it. Coming in, flying in, or driving into Atlanta to spend the whole day with me at the country club. So you're going to drive into the country club. You're going to go to the gate and you're going to say, I have a meeting at the country club. And when you show up, I'm going to be there to greet you at the door. So it's my one day luxury VIP coaching package that I'm really talking about. We're going to go in the country club and have some coffee. And then we're going to go to a very intimate, closed room that's going to be luxurious. It might be overlooking the golf course. If you want to, we could sit on the veranda, whatever your vibe is. And you're coming in because we're going to spend an entire day developing a plan for your life. We're going to be taking a look at what are your beliefs. We're going to be really healing your past trauma, if you got any. We're going to be getting clear about what you want. I'm going to be between counseling, coaching, praying with you, might be laying hands on you. All of the above. And then we're going to go downstairs and have lunch. We may go sit out on the veranda or walk on the golf course, sit under a tree, and then go back to our very intimate place. And when you leave there, you're going to be radically changed. You're going to leave there with a clear picture and the specific action steps, and you're going to be a new version. You're going to learn how to step into that new version of who you are. And then after that, I will follow up with a coaching call in about 7 to 10 days, just to make sure you are aligned. And then by the time you get back home, over the next 3 days, I would have typed up exactly what happened in our session. We'll go over it. And boy, you're going to leave a changed version. So at 4 or 5, you'll get in your car or you'll get in Uber and you will be walking and vibrating in the new version of who you are. So if you're interested in my VIP one day luxury package, email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Or you might be saying, Constance, I live in another country, or I would rather do it virtually. If you want to do it virtually, I just did that this week. Virtually, same thing. Only difference is we are virtual. We'll take a 5 minute break or 10 minute break every hour. We will break for lunch, and it's very, very powerful. So it's an investment in yourself. You know how some of y'all got a 401k you saving up for? When you invest in yourself, your ROI, your return on your investment is phenomenal. So let's do that. All right. So follow me on social media. TikTok and Instagram is Law of Attraction Constance. I had to think about that because I changed it. It's Law of Attraction Constance. Facebook. I think on one of my Facebook thing, I got about 6,000 followers. I want to increase that. On Facebook, it is Coach with Constance, and of course, my YouTube. Make sure you go to my YouTube. You can watch the videos of my shows. I have over 400 videos, and hit the subscribe button so that you will automatically be notified when I upload something. Anything else? Since this show is a blessing to you, I'm thanking you in advance for your donation. So somebody this morning just sent me their tithe. And she said, "You are the one that is feeding me." And I said, "Thank you." She said, "You're feeding me spiritually. You are the one who's pouring into me and nurturing me." And so I'm not saying for you to tithe to me unless you feel led, but if this show has blessed you, I know it has. I'm not going to say if. I know this show has shifted, changed, encouraged, inspired, and motivated you. I'm thanking you in advance for your donation. You can go to my website and hit the red donate button. You can cash app me, $Constance Arnold, or you can PayPal me. All right. So let's take a deep breath in, everybody. Let it out. You know, breathing is so important. Let's take a deep breath in. Let it out. I'm getting ready to teach. So the first thing that I want you to remember is that you are loved. You are God's highest creation, and you are divinely created. God has already given you all things. You are divinely designed. Yeah, repeat after me. There is nothing wrong with me. And God is not holding anything back from me. Let's say that again. There is nothing wrong with me, and Spirit Universe is not holding anything back from me. So essentially, what I'm sharing today, by the way, share this with some of your friends or coworkers because people need it. What I'm sharing today is not for you to say, "Oh my God, not another thing I gotta do," but I'm sharing it so that you can just, we're just lining up. Have you ever been in a line and somebody said, "Ma'am or sir, the line starts over here." So we're just lining up. And so I'm gonna break it all the way down so it would be easy for you to digest and easy for you to really step into. We're just stepping into the powerful creator version that you are. You're deeply loved. And one thing about love is love always responds. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe. All of the light atoms, you know, we're made of light atoms, are waiting for you. The Bible says God wants to do exploits in our lives. However you receive that, that's who you are. So know that love always responds. Once you decide what you want, because we've already been given all things, love wants to respond to you. Love, its nature is to respond. So I wanted to say that you're not trying to coerce, oh my God, I got to use this method. This is not a method. This is a vibration. This is not a method. This is a being. It's who you are. So in part one, I'm going to teach real carefully, like I was when I was a professor. And then in part two, y'all know how I do it. I'm going to give you different vibrations, different, I don't like the word techniques, different ways of thinking, but I'm going to say techniques and methods that you can use. See, different people are different. You know how some people are very, what do you call it? They need to see a picture. Some people can just hear something one time. So whatever vibes with you, that's what we're going to do. So in part two, I'm going to give you how-tos. But now I'm just sharing what. And I may say the same thing over and over again, but you get where I'm coming from. So the law of assumption and the law of attraction. Y'all ready? So first of all, the universe, God has put fixed laws into the universe. Let me take a sip of tea. There are fixed laws. And what has happened is that people are not tapping into them. They don't understand them. I did not. And so they're just sort of everything they see. And then when it doesn't happen overnight, people get upset. But remember, you're learning, you're transforming to step into that new version of who you are. It's like if I went to France, and the first time I went to Paris, I didn't know French. So I'm in a new culture, a new environment, a new language. We were at the train station going to the south of France, going to Nice, and we didn't understand anything. But we soon got into the vibration of it, you see. So you're in that fourth and fifth dimension, which has different rules. So here we go. The law of assumption. So what is the law of assumption? I'm going to say this so many ways you're going to get it. The law of assumption simply states that whatever you assume as true, or whatever you believe to be true, becomes your reality. The law of assumption states that whatever you assume to be true, whatever you say, this is who I am, this is what I have, this belongs to me. And you know, the word assume means to accept, to take as real, to expect, and presume. So it means to see, or to conclude that this is who I am and this is what I have. So you must assume, or you must accept, that after you decide what you want, y'all know that part, that you are already what you want to be. And you're really living in that fourth and fifth dimension world. What is the 4D world? That is your imagination and your Christ consciousness. What is your 5D world? That is where you're meditating and going to another level. That is the invisible realm. realm. So you assume that you already have what you desire. You assume, got that out, that you are already what you want to be. So you don't really need the evidence of your five senses, that 3D world. Remember last week I said 3D is old news. It's like me going back and looking at some news 5 weeks ago. That's old news. What's going on today? So essentially, I'm gonna break it down. There would be a knowing on the inside. You got to remember that God is the one who gave you your desires. God is the one who said, wow, start your own business. Wow, I want to be a mom and be married. Wow, I want a new car. I just got my new car, y'all. So grateful. Wow, I want a home. God is the one who gave you the desires. You know, in John, it says, God wants your joy to be full. So you will be resolute about I already have it. So you assume you already have what you desire. How can we assume that? Because creation is already finished. All possibilities already exist. If you're a Christian, the finished works of Christ, all things are done, and we are simply choosing. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have to take any action steps, but the first thing you need to do is to decide what you want. I'm not going to stay on that part, but then to assume that you already have it. So what's the difference between the law of attraction and the law of assumption? So we know the law of attraction says what like attracts like feelings, like thinking, like thoughts, like pictures. So it's like attracts like. And so, but with the law of assumption, it's two different laws. The law of assumption says that you can manifest whatever you want by feeling that what you are believing for, you already have it. Let's go to the Bible, Mark 11, 23, 24. When you pray, when you decide what you need, when you ask for what you want, next thing, believe. So to me, the law of assumption is simply believing what you desire is already yours. How can you say that, Constance? Because all things are already exist in the invisible world. Quantum physics, all possibilities exist. It's when you focus in on and put your attention on and live in the state of, I am going to Paris. You stay there, you live there, and I'm gonna give you some ways that you can use it. You see yourself in Paris, you see yourself eating croissants and cheese and drinking wine at the French cafes. You listen to the, it's already yours. Why? Because we can choose, be, do, and have anything. So we know that's the law of attraction. So when you assume something, when you accept something as real, you are acknowledging, this is what I have. So when you say, wow, when you change your focus in the quantum field to, I'm going to Paris, or whatever it is, like circumstances and events with the same similar energetic, magnetic frequency for the things that you are focusing in on, begin to send out a signal to the universe. This is who I am. I'm going to Paris. This is who I am. I am going there. You know, it's so interesting. I was meditating this morning, and I was thinking about why I want to do a cleanse. So I had interviewed this doctor, and I'm going to have him back. I think it's Dr. Tetatos. And he has this powerful detox 17-21, 14-21. And he just dropped in my spirit. Why did that happen? Because I had been in the law of assumption. I am receiving the wisdom that I need for the perfect detox for my body for this season in my life. I saw my friend saying to me, this is going to be just one way you can use the law of assumption. And it's called whispering and hearing conversations. I saw my friend saying to over there talking, wow, Constance really looks great. Look at her skin. I wonder what detox she's on, because they're always saying for the last 20 or 30 years, y'all been on some kind of detox or some kind of something. Just really fueling my body. So, you know, it's where you overhear a conversation. So I just begin to get in that assumption that the right detox would come to me. And because God knows my body, he knows where my body is. He understands how I'm feeling. You know, just recently I told somebody when Angel first made her transition, I ate every kind of sweet under the sun. I'm not even a sweet eater. And I know I was emotionally eating, but I want to detox all of that. That's just an example of that. So the law of assumption wants you to feel your emotions of already having and achieving something as though you already have it. So that means you're not looking at your 3D world. We're not acting as if. No, we're not acting as if, honey. We are knowing that all things have been given to us. God loves us. The whole universe surrounds us. We don't have to know how. We're not focusing in on that 3D world. We are really just looking at, I already have this. So you must assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled until your assumption has all of the sensory vividness of reality. Just like that example that I shared. I felt my friend saying that about me. What is she doing? What's going on? You look great. So you must imagine that you are already experiencing what you desire. We're not waiting for it. We're not praying for it. We're not begging for it. We're not longing for it. We already have it, because you do in that fourth and fifth dimension. But it can only download or manifest or be answered in prayer before. When you pray, when do you believe you receive? As within, so without. So you must assume the feeling of the fulfillment of your desire until you are possessed by it. You are obsessed with something, and you're feeling it on the inside. Remember the importance of marrying your thinking and your emotions. That's major. So if you want to go on vacation, where do you want to go? Let's say you want to go to Cancun, Mexico. All right. You may not have the money. We're not looking at 3D. You begin to say, okay, now God says I can have all things, and quantum physics says all possibilities exist. So you begin to think about it. You see it on YouTube. You decide what kind of swimsuit you're going to wear. You listen to some stories on people on YouTube who've been there. You research the hotels. You pull out your suitcase. What are you doing? You're getting in the state and in the vibration of, I already have this. All right, so really you are a conscious creator, because whatever you believe or assume to be true about yourself and your outside world, you're going to manifest, and it's going to appear on the outside, y'all. It's a universal law. You're not that special that it ain't going to show up. You are the creator of your outside world by what you are believing, imagining, assuming, and feeling. Gotta move on. All right. So it gives you 100% control because you're the creator. I can be mad or I can be glad. I can be happy or I can be upset. Okay, so remember, the outside world is the world of effect. The cause is on the inside of you. It's a reflection of your beliefs. If you hadn't heard my last show on how to change your limiting beliefs or how to create your world with your beliefs with Danielle, I'm getting so many emails on that. So your outside world is the effect. It's a reflection of your beliefs. So is it going to be victimhood, or I'm just a bad creator? I can manifest anything. It has a lot to do with the concept of yourself. That's why I said you are a magnificent spiritual being that's loved by God. You are worthy. There is nothing wrong with you, and it's going to be reflected back to you. So what do you assume about your body? What do you assume about your money? What do you assume about your health? What are you assuming and living in about your business? So you believe and assume that you are chosen. You believe that you are a powerful creator. And remember, there is no time in the spirit. God is outside of time. So everything is when, now. Everything is when. Everybody say now. So as I said earlier, you're not wishing, you're not praying, you're not begging. You know, there were years when I just prayed for stuff and did not understand these laws. Or one day I'm going to take my children on vacation. What are you looking at? You're looking at your 3D world. Your 3D world is old news. So it's going to take persistence and practice. I'm going to get in that when I teach you how to do it. You're not checking. Somebody say, I keep looking at my bank account. Why are you looking at your bank account? That's 3D. And I'm not saying that you just sit around and meditate and just imagine. But one thing I'm going to say up front, I'm getting ahead of myself, is if you want more money, you're not looking at your checking account. You're imagining yourself having the money to come in. Somebody just sent me some money today. I was totally surprised at it. But in my mind, I see money coming to me from the north, west, east, and south. And that may look like God may drop an idea in you. God may touch somebody's heart. But your job is to assume that you have what you want. All right. So what else do I want to say before I go on commercial break? So really, when you are assuming that you already have the thing, like Never God has said, you're stepping into the new version of yourself. You're stepping into the I amness. Remember, everything is manifested through your I amness. I am healthy and vibrant and young and toned and fit. I am abundant and prosperous, and God downloads to me witty ideas. So you just begin to live your life under the assumption that your desire is already accomplished, y'all, because it is. We have already been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. Let me take a sip of tea. And that's why I believe gratitude is so big. This morning when I woke up, boy, I had so much. I said, boy, I got a busy day. But I began to say, thank you for my pillow. Y'all know that's the first thing. Thank you for my home. Thank you that I'm healed. Thank you that I'm whole. Just radical gratitude. And if you could just say, God, thank you that I already have all things. Thank you for the unlimited possibilities that exist. If you began with that, that will begin to move you into that new version of yourself. Okay, so we know the law of assumption requires you, I don't like the word require, but the law of assumption really pushes you to feel the emotions now that you would have if you assumed I already have my new car. So see, my new car is in my garage, but I saw it in my mind. My friend asked me this month, so how you feel? I said, I've been seeing that car for 6 months. So when I would go out in my garage, I said, I'm radically grateful and radically thankful for it. So when I would go out in my garage, I wouldn't see my old car. I would see the new car. I knew I wanted black. I said, I'm going back to my first black Mercedes way back in the day. I knew I wanted black. So when I would go in my garage, we keep our trash in our garage, our big trash can. And when I would go and put something in the trash can, I would be walking by my black Mercedes, not my champagne one. So I assumed that that desire was already mine. Because your consciousness creates. I said, this is mine now. Thank you, Father. So what you're doing is you're seeing and feeling in your heart that is real. When? Now. Now, we're not acting as if we know. All we need to do is decide what we want because everything is already ours. You got to assume that that future, what I just said, my future black Mercedes 6 months ago is a now fact. So you assume the feeling that your wish is fulfilled or done. Everybody understand, and you persist and allow your beliefs and your feelings to be the dominant feeling of it's already done. I'm going to share a story, and I think I'm going to go to commercial break. I got so much more to share. This couple, they were in their 60s. Somebody had really swindled them out of all of their money. I think I shared this before, but they decided. The wife decided, I want this certain house on all of these acres with certain kind of trees. I think it was like a big old farmhouse because she wanted to look at the mountains. So, instead of them being mad at the person, they didn't have the money. You know, they said, we in our 60s, how in the world we going to be able to build a house on acres? We don't have anything. But they persisted and assume that their future dream was a now fact. In their mind every day, they saw themselves sitting on the front porch. In their mind every day, they assumed that they already have it. In their mind every day, the man saw his wife saying, oh, look at those beautiful trees, whatever kind of trees that they were. They were feeling it because in consciousness, they knew that they didn't have to figure it out. They didn't know how. They knew that God wanted their joy to be full. God is the one who put that desire in their heart. And then they begin to be grateful for it. How in the world are they going to get some land? They didn't tell anybody. How is that going to happen? But every day they planted that seed in their mind that it is already done. They saw themselves already doing and having and trusting that they didn't have to figure it out. So they, in their imagination, they would meditate on it and be grateful. If God told them to do anything, they would do it. So they packed up their stuff, little bit by little bit, because they're like, wow, how's this ever going to happen? And this is the God's truth. That's why when I say to you, when you hold something to be true in your mind and you are resolute about it, if God has to pass over or go through how many ever billion people is, I think Dr. Kimbrough said it was eight, I'm just going to say 8 billion people, to get to you what you want, it will happen. But you must be persistent. You must stay there. Can you imagine them believing for acres? So out of the blue, well, no, I said that purposely. Nothing happens out of the blue. Someone called them that they hadn't talked to in years. Remember, they didn't tell nobody. And the man said to him, "Do you want 23 acres and got a big farmhouse on it? I just felt led to give that to you." Why would that happen? Nothing just happens. It was a farmhouse facing the same mountains. They had not told a soul, but one thing they had done was they had forgiven that person that had stolen all their money. You got unforgiveness, it's debt. You got to forgive and release. And they are now living on 23 or 25 acres. She's sitting on the front porch, looking at her beautiful trees, looking at the mountains, simply because they assumed what they desired was already theirs. A great segue for this commercial. It's so powerful. So, God is no respecter person. You're not a special case that it doesn't happen for you. But these people held in their mind, did not pay any attention to their 3D world and manifested their dream life. I'll be right back.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I'm back, and are you ready? All right, so I'm going to be giving you some ways, a method that you can stay aligned with the law of assumption. Remember, we're not trying to create anything that's already finished. Just like you get up and you brush your teeth every day, just like every day the Bible talks about be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Every day you're going to have to get up and align with what you believe, what you know is already yours. So I'm going to say that the first thing is that there has to be a knowing. You have to know. I'm not trying to coerce, I'm not trying to make nothing happen. You're just aligning every single day, every moment. You're not trying to coerce God, you're not looking at your 3D world. You're aligning with what you know is true. So everything I'm sharing with you, you have to decide what's going to work for you. So number one is you got to know yourself. You know you. You know what works for you. So if writing helps you to align, then do that. If scripting out something helps you to align, then do that. If self-guided meditation helps you to align instead of silence, just sitting in silence, then you have to decide for yourself what's going to work for you. Think about it. The second thing I want you to remember is that all change that happens is in your theta state. Your conscious mind is more connected to the 3D dimensions. And so every day, Sometimes I do it two or three times a day, beginning with 5 minutes. Put yourself in that theta state so you can see and feel with your emotions. You've heard me talk about heart coherence. So you're thinking and feeling not one day, but that I have it now. So what are you doing? You are rewiring your brain because your brain is screaming, oh no, your subconscious is screaming, no, you don't. But in your heart, you know this is true. In your spirit, you know this is true. So in that theta state is where your subconscious calms down and it begins to align with Joe is wealthy. Mary does have love, etc. The next thing is you need to check out your feelings during the day. Watch your moods. So after you come out of the theta state, by the way, people, sometimes I may go in my theta state 2 to 3 times a day. Just to in the afternoons, just I have certain music that I listen to. I listen to that 8-8 frequency. Breathing is so important to get you calm and relaxed. You're in that meditative state. Remember, that's that fifth dimension. So watch your moves. After you come out of the state, what are you feeling? What are you thinking? Are you thinking about, oh Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill? If that happens, just gently bring yourself back. Maybe it's a Friday night and you're like, oh my God, I'm still alone. No. That is not the truth. In your knower, in your heart, you know that you already have love. So you're training your subconscious to align with your assumption. You know, never says that you have to be faithful to it. Faith, you're not cheating. You're not allowing your feelings and your emotion to just cheat. You say, oh no, you come back over here. You're staying with me. So watch your moods during the day. Your moods attract. And I tell you, emotions are God gave us emotions because I talked about in part one, you know, really being connected to your moods, excuse me, to your emotions and your thinking, how that's one. All right, another thing, remember you are deciding what works for you. Scripting. So scripting means you're writing in present tense an ideal scene of what's really true in that fourth and fifth dimension. For me, scripting helps me to visualize. So let's just say if you desire love, relate or relationship, you're going to write, I am so happy and grateful that we're on the beach. I just love walking on the beach. You're going to feel your partner holding your hand. You're going to script about that. What does that feel like? You're going to hear your feet actually walking on the sand, your toes going through the sand. Remember, you're using all five of your senses. You feel the breeze hitting your face. You feel the wet splashes of the water on your ankles and hitting your face, you know, and the salt gets in your mouth. Y'all know what that feels like. You hear the seagulls flying above, and you're just like, God, thank you for love. How many of you felt that? That was real. So if love and marriage is your desire, then that's one thing that you can do to align you. You can buy a card. You can write out love notes. I had one of my clients every morning write out a love note. Baby, I'm so grateful that you're in my life. You're such a great dad. You make me feel so feminine. If you're a guy, honey, thank you so much for the wonderful meals that you cook. You know, y'all know what it's like to be in love, right? And you take that sticky note and you put it in his car, or you put it on her mirror. Guys, y'all know we're going to be in the mirror. So those are all things that you can begin to align with and assume. You're not thinking about them. You're in them. Just like I just read that script, you were in that. So every day, I would suggest that you script something different. All right. What else? Remember repetition. Why repetition? If I already believe, Constance, because you are rewiring, you're reminding your subconscious, your brain, and your 3D world, you're remaining faithful to, oh no, I already have this. Another thing, these are all options that you can use. They're not techniques. They're just a keeping you aligned. Isn't it wonderful that? And you complete that. It feels so great. Isn't it wonderful that I have my new black Mercedes? I said that 6 months ago. Isn't it wonderful that? It drives so smooth and has all of the bells and whistles. So whatever it is, you can script it. And then I want to say you can record it. Record it on your phone. I'm like, okay, on your Android or your iPhone. And while you're driving with your headset on, with your hands on the wheel in Georgia, y'all, it's against the law to be using your phone texting. And you're hearing yourself. Remember, your inner ear believes you quicker than it does anybody else. Why? Because it's more in tune with you. All right. So you record those scenes. You can script and then record it, and you hearing it and feeling it and knowing it all day long while you are driving, etc. Affirmations. This is a picky one, y'all. I think you need to use, I don't think, I know you need to use affirmations that you believe. People say affirmations don't work for me. Well, start off with what you believe. We know that your affirmations are what? Always in the present tense. And it starts with I am, because God is when now. Change is now. We're not thinking about the past or the future. We're in this relationship now. We're not hoping or praying for it. And so maybe you could say, I'm so happy and grateful that I'm learning to be open to receive all of the unlimited wealth and possibilities that are mine now. Versus I have all of the, I receive all unlimited possibilities now. And you know, you will get to I am and have all of the unlimited possibilities now. But depending on where your thinking has been, where your belief system has been, you might begin with I'm so happy and grateful that I'm open and I'm learning to be open. And then in 4 or 5 days, you can move to, I am open to receive. But your words and your affirmations are so big, but you got to choose what you vibe with. Okay, I also talked about love. One thing that you could do, we're talking about things that align, keep you aligned. Research a restaurant, go on the menu and decide what you're going to already order. Already visualize seeing yourself eating that entree. Already see yourself experience the ambiance of that restaurant and that wonderful service. Already see you two walking in. And the person says, how many? And they say two. What does that feel like? Remember, you are using all of your five senses, what you can see, what you can smell. Do you smell how delicious your entree smells? What you could taste, what does it taste like? What you can feel, what you can imagine, because it is now. You're staying in that fifth dimension. You are aligning. And so when something tries to pull you back to that third dimension, you're not allowing it. So those are just some things, some vibrations, some methods that you can stay in tune with and align with to know, because 3D is going to try to pull you out because you've been thinking a certain way for so long. But are you going to be faithful and dedicated to, oh no, this is mine. Abundance is my divine birthright. And you know, that neuroscientists are saying, when you really see something and feel it, every second, 8,000 electromagnetic, I don't know if they call them vibration, energy vibrations leave your body. I am abundant. I am a child of God. I am a joint heir with Christ. I do deserve love. I have love. Who I am is enough. I am prosperous. I am smart. I am abundant. All things are mine. Manifestation comes to me easily and effortlessly. You know, one affirmation that I use for my new car is, I receive my new luxury Mercedes with ease. And I just had it posted all over my house. And I would say it, feel it, and know it out loud. And so, y'all, this has been a powerful show. You don't know the time and the effort that I put in to break it down and to bring it to you. Why? Because I want you to live your best life. I want you to stop begging, waiting, pleading, waiting for your breakthrough, and know that you're God in the earth and that you're creating your own life. All righty. That is it, everybody. Hey, let's do a discovery call. I would love to coach you, help you to understand your limiting beliefs and shift and change those and move you into manifesting your best life. Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Remember, more in 2024. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.